Swung on, fly ball hit well. Back into deep right center field, and this one belongs to the Reds. Jesse Winker with a one-out, two-run homer into the seats in right center field. Not a whole lot of doubt about where that ball was going to end up. The dugout empties as he gets a glad hand from third base coach Billy Hatcher, rounding third. Got his batting helmet in hand. He flips it in the air, and they're bouncing around home plate as they are wont to do. In 13, the Reds have defeated the Colorado Rockies on a Jesse Winker home run, 7-5.
Play ball! This is the Locked On Reds podcast. I'm James Rapine, and that is how it sounded on the Reds Radio Network. The Hall of Famer Marty Brenneman on the call. Jesse Winker. I wonder who's been wanting him to play more. I'm James Rapine. It's great to be with you. Reds win 7-5 today, walk-off fashion. 13 innings. If you want to watch Winker's walk-off blast, you can right now at LockedOnReds.com. We'll dive into the win over the Rockies as the Reds improve to 22-41 as they continue to make their playoff push. I can't say that with a serious tone, but it's great to be with you today. As always, you can subscribe, Google Play, Spotify, Stitcher, iTunes, and LockedOnReds.com. There's a lot there at LockedOnReds.com, different articles, different things that you can obviously take a gander at, take a look at. I've obviously mentioned Jesse Winker's walk-off home run. You can see me on TV. I was on WLWT's Channel 5. You can check that out at LockedOnReds.com. My interview with Chad Dodson, a bunch there. Jeffrey Carr looks at, and he made his Locked On Reds debut this week. He wrote about Anthony DeSclafani. You can check that out there. Reds draft stuff and so much more in one spot, LockedOnReds.com. I'm going to try to get Doug Gray, Red Leg, or not Red Leg Nation, that was Chad Dodson the other day, but Doug Gray, RedsMinorLeagues.com on the show tomorrow to talk about the draft. There's a lot to look at, and no one does it better than Doug, especially as far as the Reds go. So we'll see if we can make that happen. But let's talk positive a little bit. Let's be positive. I feel like I've been negative about the Reds in recent weeks. Let's take this and be at least a little more positive. The Reds win today, and it was ugly at times. Billy Hamilton had a couple bad at-bats, but overall they found a way behind 10 hits, 7 runs, one error for the Reds, 5 runs, 13 hits, 0 errors for the Rockies, who fall to 32-30 on the year. And looking at what the Reds did today, a couple things stand out. And the one is, well, what you heard there. Adam Duvall struggled some. He went 1-of-3, and Jesse Winker came in for him. 1-of-3 is pretty good for Adam Duvall. But anyway, Jesse Winker came in mid-game, pinch hit, then played left field, 3-for-3 off the bench. And, scored a run, obviously, with the home run, 2 RBIs, hitting .263 now. It's a big day for Jesse Winker, and I think it's a big day for a variety of reasons. One, because he's been in the headlines for the past week and change. I've heard, and I continue to hear rumblings about how he could get dropped down to AAA, and I get it because he sucks in the field, right? Like, he struggles in the outfield. He needs to work on that. That being said, I don't want to bench him for Adam Duvall, who's still hitting .185. That makes zero sense to me. I don't want to send him down so Adam Duvall can play every day. Get out of Duvall's way. No, Duvall should be on the bench anyways, regardless of what you do with Jesse Winker. Now, if the Reds look at what Winker's doing as a whole and think that he needs to be down in AAA to have success later, to build on what he's done so far this year and at the end of last season at the plate, and build some confidence in the outfield so he can be good or better than he is now in 2019, and they think that that's the better option versus keeping him up here and playing him every day or almost every day here with the big league club, fine. But I'm thinking long-term here with the Reds, and long-term to me, he's got to be in the fold. You need to see what he is, and Jesse Winker certainly today delivered. It would bother me if I was him, all of this different talk and all of these things. We'll see how he responds. Because it's kind of the first sign of adversity for Winker. And last year, obviously, like everyone talks about his power numbers this year. Last year, people were shocked when he had 7 home runs in his 121 at-bats and 47 games he played in towards the end of, you know, in August, September when he got brought up. And so it will be interesting to see what he does moving forward. He led off yesterday. Today, obviously, started on the bench, hit and got on base 3 times. To me, Jesse Winker's a guy, he's good enough to play every day. But long-term, if you don't think that he can be your everyday outfielder unless he goes back down to AAA, an everyday outfielder on a good team. I don't mean this Reds team. I mean, can 24-year-old Jesse Winker be a part of the next Reds team that goes to the playoffs? If you think so and you think he needs to be sent down to do it, I'm on board with it. But that's the only way I would do that. I'm James Erpine. This is the Locked On Reds podcast. I want to talk about Homer Bailey coming up in a few minutes because he was in the headlines yesterday. And I get it. I get fan reaction to it. I also think it was actually the right call, or would be the right call, that coming up. But let's talk about today's game, because again, Reds win over the Rockies 7-5. Tyler Mahle on the mound gets the start, and he pitched okay. Overall, Tyler Mahle pitched all right. He went 5 innings, which is every Reds pitcher, every Reds starting pitcher goes 5 innings. That's just it. We should just do that from now on. Well, Tyler Mahle went 5 innings. Tomorrow, Matt Harvey's on the mound. He went 5 innings. Like, it's just going to be 5. Tyler Mahle went 5 innings, pitched relatively okay. I mean, gave up 6 hits, 2 earned runs, 2 walks, struck out 6. Amir Garrett came on, pitched 2 innings, gave up 2 earned runs, and 3 hits in his 2 innings. And then Wandy Peralta, Jared Hughes, Raisel Iglesias all pitched perfect. They didn't give up any earned runs. They gave up a couple hits, but that's about it. And then Dylan Floro, who he got the win today, pitched well. Pitched 3 innings, didn't give up any runs, and gave the Reds that much-needed push they needed. Let's think about this. Their starting pitcher went 5. That means their bullpen had to pitch 8 innings. That's a lot. And Floro was 3 of those, and he... I'm looking at CBSSports.com right now. He was named the player of the game, and I get why. I would put Jesse Winker, but Dylan Floro came in, and he pitched well. 34 total pitches, 3 innings, 1 walk, 1 strikeout, no runs given up. I'm James Erpine. This is the Locked On Reds podcast. We'll get into the Homer Bailey situation, and I don't really think it should be a situation because it doesn't really matter what he's doing in AAA. I'll explain next on the Locked On Reds podcast. I'm James Erpine. This is the Locked On Reds podcast. Follow on Twitter at James Erpine, at Locked On Reds. And please, please, please subscribe wherever you get your podcast: iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, Stitcher. And if you get it from iTunes, even if you don't, go to iTunes right now. Drop us a 5-star review. I think we're the only daily Reds podcast out there. We also do a Bengals one as well, Locked On Bengals, in the Locked On Bengals podcast. So if you're into the Reds, you're into the Bengals, you came to the right place. If you're new to the podcast, I want to talk about what Jim Riggleman said about Homer Bailey, because it got a lot of attention. And basically he said Homer Bailey, when he does a rehab start, if he does a rehab assignment, excuse me, it'll be starting. And people lost their minds. Oh my gosh, the Reds don't know what they're doing. They're back and forth. This is just like Winker. And I disagree. This isn't like Winker, because who cares what he's doing in AAA? He probably feels more comfortable starting. He's not rehabbing in AAA to be a good setup man in the bullpen or to be a good long reliever out of the bullpen. No, no, no. He's rehabbing in AAA or the minors, wherever he ends up rehabbing, it'll be AAA, because, well, he's not healthy. Because they need to see where his health is. So why would you put a guy in an uncomfortable situation if you don't know if he's 100%? If you don't know what that knee's going to do, how it's going to feel. He doesn't have to pitch 8 innings. He could pitch an inning. He could come in, start the game, and pitch 2 innings or 3 innings. That's fine. So to me, this is as much to do about nothing as can be. Homer Bailey pitching in starting for doing a rehab assignment by starting for Louisville doesn't mean he's not going to come out of the bullpen here. If anything, it just means, one, they want him comfortable. Two, he probably doesn't want to hang around the minor league ballpark the whole time. He can pitch 2 innings and get the hell out of there. And they want him comfortable. That's the key. Have you ever came back from an injury, like your first day, like if you broke a bone or broke an ankle, anything. And I get it. He didn't break anything, and this seems like a very minor thing. Who knows? Who knows how minor it was? Here's what I know. Homer Bailey fell off a cliff after an April 15th start against St. Louis when he pitched 7 innings. They lost 3-2. He had pitched well. I was thinking that, man, he could be good enough to trade by the deadline. That's how his first 5 starts went this year. And then he fell off a cliff. Could health be part of that? Of course it could. Think of who we're talking about here. Homer Bailey. So if the Reds want to put him in the bullpen and that's the long-term goal, why not try to get him healthy? Give him a fair shot. Putting him in the bullpen if he's not healthy all the way, it makes zero sense. He needs to be healthy. And if that means letting him start where he's comfortable, start the game versus coming out of the bullpen in Louisville, I'm fine with that. I don't think it's a big issue. It's really not a big issue at all. And who knows? Maybe they're just trying to continue to buy time for the ultimate sayonara to Homer Bailey. Maybe they just want to prove he's healthy so when they DFA him, they can work out a deal to get something in return for him while they eat a bunch of that money. Because let's be honest, they would have to eat a lot of Homer Bailey's contract. Overall, this is a non-story. A lot of people on Twitter freaked out about it. Not a big deal. Doesn't mean Homer Bailey's going to be in the rotation. There isn't a spot for Homer Bailey in the rotation right now. Sal Romano, I mean, that would be the one. He struggled yesterday again. I just don't see it. I'm James Erpine. This is the Locked On Reds podcast. You can email me, jamesurpine at ESPN1530.com. And we'll be back at it tomorrow. I'm hoping that we can preview a winning weekend at Great American Ballpark. I plan on going to a game this weekend. I'm pretty sure it's going to be Sunday. Pretty sure. We'll see. We'll see how it goes, but I think it's going to be Sunday. I think I'm going. The St. Louis Cardinals obviously in town for a 3-game series. Matt Harvey on the mound tomorrow. We can preview that, preview the weekend. Heck, I might give you a few spots that you should hit up if you're going to the game downtown at Great American Ballpark. Thank you so much for listening today. Back at it tomorrow. Normal time podcast should drop around 1:30 Eastern time on wherever you get your podcast. Make sure you check out LockedOnReds.com. Don't forget to subscribe. And until tomorrow, I'm James Erpine. Thank you so much for listening to the Locked On Reds podcast.